This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday he will address the nation on Wednesday night about his decision to end his re-election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says on social media he will discuss what lies ahead and how he will finish the job for the American people. But on Capitol Hill,
if Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he is not fit to run the country.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and many Republicans are urging the president to step down. The White House calls that ridiculous. And number four House Democrat Ted Lieu used a football analogy to explain why.
Like a quarterback takes a team that's like 4 years ago not doing well, and then now takes them to having a winning victory and says, you know, I'm going to retire next year. Doesn't mean that quarterback can't play this year.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The top two U.S. Democratic congressional leaders on Tuesday endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to be their party's presidential nominee.
Vice President Harris will soon be our nominee and will be elected president in November. We are brimming with excitement, enthusiasm, unity.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, along with House of Representatives Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, ended days of questions over whether they would join the growing number of Democrats in supporting Harris's bid for the party nomination for the November 5th election. U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned after the agency came under harsh scrutiny for its failure to stop a would-be assassin from wounding former President Donald Trump during a campaign rally, the White House said on Tuesday. The Secret Service is responsible for the protection of current and former U.S. presidents and faces crisis after the